This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is Past Tense, and the last song was Switchblade by Welted off of their album Smile. Came out sometime last year. I should know when. That's an album that I've been listening to quite a bit within the last few days. I came across him on a deep Bandcamp dive for the last episode of this show, and that was a very pleasant find. That is the final song off of that album. It's a very dreary one. This is going to be a sparse half hour. There are only three songs, which is pretty rare for me, but they're all over 7 minutes in length. So, yeah, and feels a little bit funny to be putting like a last track of an album first in the segment here, but anyway,
not all of their tracks are so sad, but there's a real crushing like dreariness to them, which I really, really like.
And it's stuff it's really on the sort of rare sludgy end of slowcore, if you want to call it that. Something that falls along the lines of like noise rock and slowcore or what have you, and stuff that I really liked about some of the earlier material that Yalele had released, which is a favorite of mine that I've played very often on this show. I was looking to include one of his older songs, specifically something off of YY, but the tone doesn't quite match, even if a lot of the emotional tone. So it puts him in a bit of a different place for me. And it's a bit of an ironic twist that this rare sort of, call it a sonic match, to those old Yalele albums is so different in another way that it makes them somewhat incompatible. I mean, I was also struggling for time. I could probably work something out if I, you know, had a little bit more freedom in the playlist tonight. But I'm still pretty pleased with how this worked out. And it also gives me an excuse to play a track that I think also fits into this rather strange niche, but rather came out in the late 80s. So this next one is going to be a song called Bud, named after Bud Dwyer.
When I Thank you. This is our last song.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was track 02 by Daredevil off of a recording of them live in Philadelphia from 1995. Before that, another live recording, that was of the song Bud by the band Rape Man off of their Bud EP. Bud being named for a politician from the States who committed suicide by a gunshot on live TV. And I think it's a really magnificent song, and it's one of the first where I kind of recognized it as like a really strangely placed, chronologically, strangely placed slowcore track, in a sense. That's how I saw it, anyway. As sort of a precursor to a certain kind of sound that would maybe appear more with, like, I'm going to say 90s post-hardcore bands. But it was a bit odd that this was 1988, and this was a band called Rape Man, which was actually two of the members of Scratch Acid and then Steve Albini. And they got a lot of heat for the name, but they did put out a pretty... I mean, that song, I think, is incredible, but it's also very different from the rest of their discography. The rest of their songs that they released as Rape Man are nowhere near as brooding. And the closest analogs that I can think of from, like, these guys' like prior work is from, like, the Big Black catalog. Songs like Bad Houses and Tiny King of the Jews, these are kind of, like, the closest equivalents. Or some of the stuff that appeared on, Pigpile, so this live recording of Big Black very late before they broke up. But yeah, so they released some very cool music. Most of it was more in line with the sort of, I don't want to call it just like tongue-in-cheek Big Black style, but that sort of, the sorts of caricatures, let's call it. Still very like angry and aggressive stuff. I mean, it was a noise rock band. But yeah, that track Bud is one that really has always stood out to me, and I think is really fantastic, and I think only exists in live recordings. There are multiple versions of it, at least two. There's a very rough version of it from a gig they did at Leeds Polytechnic that was protested. Anyway, some more songs to come.